Can you explain the concepts of Anvaya and Vyatireka and how they are applied in the Chatushloki Bhagavatam's last verse? Answer. Anvaya and Vyatireka, these terms have, they are basically modes of analysis for determining reality, and they are applied in different ways in different contexts. Let's look at broadly how they are applied in Vedanta, and then we'll see how they apply to determine the conclusion of the Bhagavatam. So if we consider the Bhagavad Gita's explanation of the relationship between Krishna and the material manifestation, in 7.7 he states, Mattah parataram nanyad kinchid asti dhananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre manigana eva. So there is no existence apart from me, but we may say that there is so much that exists apart from him. We see the sky, we see the oceans, we see the stars, we see people. So Krishna says that all of these are like the beads that are strung on a thread. So now in a necklace. Now the beads and the thread, what is the relationship? If we consider Anvaya means, basically Anvaya and Vyatireka are means of analysis for determining what is the independent reality and what is the dependent reality. So we could say, if the thread is, if A is, then B is. If A is not, then B is not. If this is the mode of reasoning, then we can say that A is the independent reality and B is the dependent reality. So for example, if the thread is, then the beads are, or the necklaces, which consists of the beads. You can say the beads themselves exist separately, but when the beads exist as a part of a necklace, if the thread is, the necklace is, necklace with all the beads in their particular beautiful artistic position is there. But if the thread is not there, the necklace is no longer there. What we call as a necklace, in all its individual components would simply fall apart with nothing in existence. So we can say the thread is the independent reality and the beads are the dependent, the necklace which is comprising of the beads is the dependent reality. If we turn it around conversely, and if you say that then if the necklace is, the thread is, okay, that's fine. But if the necklace is not, the thread is not. No, that's not true. The necklace may not be there, but still the thread can be there. To give a simpler example, we could use golden ring. If we say the ring is there, then the gold is there. If the ring is not there, the gold is not there. That's not true. The gold could be in a form which is not yet made into a ring. The gold could be melted and be there as a gold biscuit or in some other form. But if you're talking about a golden ring, then we would have that. If gold is there, then the ring is there. If the gold is not there, the ring is not there. Therefore, the gold is the independent reality and the golden ring is the dependent reality. So similarly, Krishna is the independent reality, and the world with everything in existence is the independent reality, is the dependent reality. Another example we could give is that the physical world around us, we are no longer aware of it in our dreams. So the world is not there, but we are still there. Or when we wake up, the dreams are not there, but we are still there. So when we are there, the waking state and the dreaming state is there. But when we are not there, the waking state and the dreaming state are not there. So that means we are the foundation, we are the independent reality. That is the Anvaya. The Anvaya is when A is there, B is there. So that is the That is the conclusion by positive declaration. And Vyatireka means it is the conclusion by the negative analysis. So, Anvaya is used to establish the connection or the convergence of two things. Vyatireka is used to establish the discord or the divergence of two things. So when we establish the divergence of two things, then when we find out which exists independent of the other, that's how we determine that which is the dependent reality and which is the independent reality. So even if we are, when the sleeping state is there, our waking state is there, we are there. But when the sleeping state is not there, we are not there. Not necessarily like that. We will be there in waking state also. We might be in samadhi also. So the state of consciousness is the result of the existence of consciousness. So the state of consciousness is the dependent reality. Consciousness itself is the independent reality. So similarly, the Bhagavatam says, etavadeva jigyasyam tattva jigyasa atmanaha anve vyatireka abhyam yatsyat sarvatra sarvada. Etavadeva jigyasyam. And in this way, this is the last verse of the Chatushloki Bhagavata, 2936. Etavadeva jigyasyam. In this way, when one encounters, tattva jigyasu atmanah, the one who is trying to do tattva jigyasa, one who is trying to find the truth. So, anvaya vyatireka abhyam, by direct assertion, by convergence and divergence, yat syat sarvatra sarvada, this is the conclusion at all times, all places, in every ways that they come to. What is the conclusion? That this ultimate substance, the absolute truth, that I alone am the absolute truth. The preceding verses have actually already done the anvaya and vyatireka. In the preceding verses have said that, for example, aham eva sam eva agre nanyad yad sat asat param pashyad aham yad etaccha yo vashishyet so asyaham. So that I alone existed in the beginning and I alone will exist in the end, and in between also I alone exist. So if anything exists that seems separate from me, that is illusion. And then the example is given that just as the material elements come, enter into the cosmos and they don't enter. That means similarly, I exist within everything and still I have my separate existence. So when the Supreme Lord enters into all of existence, then all that acquires existence. All that actually existing. Natadasti vina yatsyan maya bhutam characharam yachyapi sarvabhutanam bijam tadaham arjuna. Krishna says that nothing can exist without me. So God, or the absolute truth, is not a portion of existence. The absolute truth is the precondition for all of existence. So by anvaya, we understand that if God exists, everything exists. If God doesn't exist, everything doesn't exist, or nothing exists. Therefore, God is the independent existence, and everything else, the jiva, the jagat, the material nature, the living entities, all of them are dependent existence. So the Bhagavatam says in Chaturshloki that by the analysis of the concord or connectedness and the analysis of the discord and the disconnectedness, anvaya and vyatireka, we can establish that the absolute truth, which the Bhagavatam describes as Krishna, is the ultimate substantive reality, that he is the supreme independent reality, and the world that exists is a dependent reality. Thank you.